How much are you focusing on your app versus focusing on marketing? And what's the right way to think about it? So in today's episode, I'm going to be breaking down some of the most successful apps that I've seen and how they've balanced building their product with promoting their product. Actually, two biggest things that I see are these two scenarios. I'm going to be breaking them down for you. So number one is apps come to us and they say that they haven't released their product yet and they're interested in marketing, but they are just literally waiting for their product to be better. And so initially we used to be like, okay, let's wait for these guys to finish, because although we knew that it is helpful to build out marketing even before you release your product, some of them were very hesitant. But even after we waited and we followed up with these apps, or they followed up with us, they would let us know that they're still building their product. And it had been months since they reached out. And so we were kind of curious in terms of why they're still working on their product, even though they told us it would only take a month or two. And then after digging deeper, we found out that many of these apps were continuously trying to change their product. So they had small tweaks here and there. They had small bugs. They fixed those bugs. And the app worked just fine. Most of them did. There were a few that didn't, and that's a totally different case. But most of these apps worked fine. It's just they just wanted to make their product better and better. But after really digging deeper, we found out that they didn't have a basis for why they were trying to make these things better. It was almost just that the founders or the team thought they could improve these small things just to make the app a lot better. And they were stuck in this loop of, let's keep making the product better. They never invested in marketing. And many of these companies, they just kept focusing on product. And years later, I haven't heard since then from them. And so what I realized is that it is good to work on product, and you definitely should, but there should also be a strategy for how are you getting users, but also how are you validating your product with your users? How are you getting user feedback? And you can't really do that until you actually have users using your app. And so that's the first case scenario, is founders always try to make their product better only to realize that they never had anyone to actually use their app. Even after their app was perfect, their marketing didn't work because they didn't have a strategy and they just thought they had the perfect app that would really just market itself. And that's not the case in like 99% of scenarios. So that's number one. Number two is the opposite. So these are the apps that just go all in on marketing and they just want to market. They want to go on TikTok. They want to go on Instagram and release crazy viral videos and get millions of views. And they do get millions of views and they get a lot of downloads from it too, which seems like it's such an ideal scenario. But then months later or weeks later, they start realizing that either the quality of the users that downloaded their app were just horrible and not who they were looking for, or the people just started leaving. They downloaded the app, they checked it out, and after a week they started leaving. And after a few months, 90% of their users were completely gone, even though they got all those people in the beginning from their marketing. So these are the two main scenarios that I see and what I want to talk about today, which is one, again, to repeat, number one is founders who continuously try to make their product better and they never focus on marketing. And number two, founders that only focus on marketing and they still have a decent product, but they're not really focused on tracking data or using their analytics or targeting marketing in a specific way. So let's take a look at number one and how we can solve that. So for number one, what I would say is instead of always focusing on just making your product better, which is good, don't get me wrong, I think it's really helpful to have a really good product and you definitely should be focusing on it, but you should also be testing out and seeing how people are reacting to your product, whether that's releasing a beta version or a beta test to a couple friends and family members, or having, you know, a small test on TikTok to where you just give private access to a waitlist, somewhere where you can start testing with a group of people that can actually give you real-time feedback on how your app is. Because unless you get that feedback from people outside of your team, you're not going to really know, especially because sometimes your team can totally be biased. And especially if one person says something, such as yourself, then other team members underneath you will probably agree with it. So instead, what you want to do is figure out how you can get your product out to a group of people. And this should still be after your product is a little bit more ready. Ideally, like if you have a working version, that would be awesome. But actually, contradictorily, I think one big thing that I wanted to mention is that even before you release your app, you can be doing marketing. And that's really just for people who want to build up an organic presence, who want to build up some place for community. And you should totally be doing that if you have the resources. I actually heavily vouch for that, because by building an organic presence, you're essentially just building this community around your app. And it should be tangential to what you're releasing your app about. So for example, if your app is in the sports industry, you can create content around sports that doesn't necessarily have to be directly about your app because you haven't launched it yet. And this way you've built up a community of sports fans. And now once you release your app, you can interweave it into your community and into your content and get some feedback from them. So really, at the end of the day, I guess to come to a singular point here is, no matter where you are with your app, whether you haven't released it yet, whether you have a beta version working, whether you completely have released, you should be doing marketing. And I say that strongly because marketing is going to be really helpful for you regardless of which stage you're in as an app. It's going to help you understand what you can tweak to make your app better. It can help you understand what you want to even put in your app if you haven't launched yet. It can also build a community around your app so you can start gathering and building this database of people that you can always tap into. And ultimately, it's just going to give you a lot more validation for what you want to build. So that's where I would start, is if you're one of those founders who's continuously just building product, and you have the resources, then definitely invest into marketing, even if it's a smaller test of just building up an organic community or maybe driving people to a waitlist, which I really do believe you should be doing. So that's number one. Now, coming to number two scenario, which is people who just market. So founders that just try to do a bunch of marketing, they have an okay product, or maybe they have a good product, but they don't really care and they just want to market it. That is also kind of a red flag, because marketing is great. Don't get me wrong. I heavily vouch for it, and all these episodes are about marketing. But you don't want to just be marketing only. You want to be able to take that marketing data and you want to be able to figure out what you can do with it. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you run a TikTok video for your app and you get 1 million views on it, and that results in 10,000 downloads. Chances are you might have just gotten 10,000 random people who just resonated with that one video that really don't care too much about your app other than the fact that it just felt cool because that video was cool. So now you're left with all these people, and maybe, hopefully, I'm assuming that, you know, hopefully there'll be people that'll actually use your app and they like it. But they can also just be people who just really liked that video and they just thought that it was such a cool storytelling video that they just wanted to download the app for whatever reason while they were watching it in those couple of seconds. But then the next day they open their phone and they're like, "Ah, man, why do I have this app on my phone?" Or, "Ah, man, like, I just want to delete this app now because, like, I don't know why I even downloaded it." And so they just end up deleting it, or they just never open it again. And that's really the biggest thing that I see a lot of times with apps, is their retention is so bad. And so to fix this, you can do a couple of things. Number one is, before you market, you want to have a strategy. Don't just go out there marketing. Instead, think about, who do you want to target? Who are the users that'll actually stay on your app, or who are the users that you're trying to get? Chances are you may not be trying to attract a 25-year-old male when your target audience is like 35-year-old females, because it's just a totally different audience. And so think about who you want to target, get clear on that, and then build a strategy around that, so that maybe you won't get like a 99% success rate, but at least you'll capture maybe 50% rather than like 5%. So that's my step number one, which is try to think about who you want to target first. And then once you've figured out who you want to target, then put together your marketing strategy, execute it. And if it works well, now here comes step three, which is after you execute. After you execute, even if you have downloads, don't just keep executing and saying, "Oh man, this is working so great, I'm just going to keep getting more and more downloads." Keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop it. But figure out if those users or those downloads are actually quality downloads. Track them. Have a system to where you see the drop-offs. See whether they're retaining on your app or not. And then use that data and get more clear on which type of user is staying on your app, who resonates with it. Maybe send out feedback forms to your customers or your people joining your app. Have some sort of way to track that. Also, there are a ton of ways in which you can increase retention on your app directly, such as having them see a pop-up as soon as the app opens, or having them see some sort of dashboard which prompts them to create an account on your app immediately with some bonus incentive, or so many different ways you can do retention. And I'll break this down in another episode. But essentially what I'm saying is, step one, you want to be able to essentially have a way to create that community. And in order to do that, you want to figure out who you're even targeting in the community. And so step one is going to be figure out who you want to target. And then step two is, once you've figured that out, then create the marketing strategy and then run the marketing. So that's step two. And then step three is then track that and figure out how you can improve things, figure out how you can increase retention, figure out what feedback you're getting from your customers and how you can utilize that to make your app even better. And then you really have a system here to where you're continuously improving. You're still doing product, don't get me wrong, but you're also doing marketing. And so they're going hand in hand here. And I think that's really the best case, is you're doing marketing, you're doing product, and you're really getting better over time, because they do go hand in hand. And so in both these scenarios that I broke down, scenario number one, founders who don't do any marketing whatsoever, and then founder scenario number two, which is founders who really just focus on marketing without doing anything else, just basically combine the two. Do founder one with founder two, which is focus on your product, make it better, do the retention, do the technical stuff, and then do the marketing, track the marketing, do viral campaigns, and really combine both of them, and you'll be set as an app founder. So I hope this was helpful. If this was, I will see you guys in the next episode.